How did you key, though we talk about a lot of things in the book, Opening to the Infinite, how did you key in on remote viewing, or why?
Well, I actually came to it entirely on my own based on studying the Edgar Cayce material. I got interested in the aspects of the Cayce material which could be validated. I mean, that you could really find evidential material about it. And as I looked at it, I began to ask myself, well, what is it that how does he get this information? I mean, where does he go? And who stores it? How does it get stored? Where does it come from? Because I knew it to be highly accurate. You asked me earlier what got me interested in all this. One of the things is that I went down to Virginia Beach, and I was taken up by someone that I had met to look at the Cayce material. I'd never heard of him. I didn't know anything about him. I didn't know anything about any of this. And I had been working for National Geographic before I'd been drafted. This is all back in the Vietnam era, and early Vietnam era. And I pulled off the shelf a notebook with his readings, and it had a reading that he gave in 1936 for a woman in which he said she had been a member of the Essene community, and he described where this community was, and I recognized it as Kirbit Qumran, and he said she had been a teacher of astrology.
All right.
And the hair stood straight up on my head, because the last thing I had done for the Geographic before I went into the service was research on the Dead Sea Scrolls, and so it was a subject I was conversant with. And I knew that in 1936, nobody knew that Kirbit Qumran existed, nobody knew that there were women who were part of the Essene community, and nobody knew that the Essenes were interested in astrology, which is what he said, that she was a teacher of astrology.
So this really woke you up.
Absolutely, because I thought, it was not until 1947 that the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered by a young Bedouin herdsman who chucked a rock in a cave mouth and heard it hit something and went in to look. That's how the scrolls were discovered.
They were just sitting in there all these years.
In these urns that they were.
Yeah.
And I knew that the scrolls themselves talked about this fascination with astrology, and that excavations at Kirbit Qumran, which at that point was thought to be a minor outpost of the Emperor Vespasian's legions that had been built for the Jewish uprising in AD 68. And nobody had ever thought of it as an Essene community. The Essenes were described by Josephus, who was the main source of information about them, as this schismatic monastic order of Jewish monks, all men, who lived out in the desert. And so I thought, well, how could Cayce possibly have known that there were women in the community? There were, where the skeletons were found. How could he have known about the interest in astrology? The scrolls themselves speak of it. How could he have known that Kirbit Qumran was, in fact, an Essene community? I mean, that information lay 11 years in the future. And so I thought, well, you know, I called it distant viewing for about 15 years.
Okay.
Until I met, I didn't meet Hal and Russ until 1976, I guess, when I invited them to take part in the submarine experiment. And so from 67, 68, when I was doing this research, to 10 years later, I called this distant viewing, and I got interested in studying it from the point of view of archaeology, because I wanted to develop an experiment that would be interesting enough to be successful, that didn't just rely on a statistical analysis, because people find statistics hard to understand, whereas if you can find Cleopatra's palace, you know, it kind of cuts through the chase. And
like they just found Herod's tomb.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And so I got interested in developing a technique for using it in archaeology. And as I began to do research on that, I discovered that people had been doing it actually for about 100 years.